We are in Shmiras HaLoshon, Shah HaTavuna, Perek Yud. The paragraph, Kein HaDavar Mamish Min Yaneinu, B'Kav HaChomer Elef Alofim. Let's review the topic of discussion where the Chofetz Chaim is encouraging us to strengthen our Midas HaBitochon, our attribute of trust in Hashem. We learned yesterday that there's not one thing Hashem cannot do. Of course, we all know. And Chofetz Chaim started with a mashal, where there was a king who had countries and countries and countries under his authority. And then he heard that there were a few people who were rebelling against him. As he was contemplating what to do with these few people, he heard the voice of a beautiful bird chirping, and he saw this beautiful bird's appearance, and he told his soldier he liked this bird to come into the palace so he can enjoy this bird's singing, and he can look at this beautiful bird. While one soldier was trapping the bird to bring it to the palace, another officer of this king said, "How will the king be able to sustain this little bird, to give it the proper nourishment it needs while he's dealing with those few people that are going to rebel against the king?" While the officer who heard this, the soldier who heard this comment said, "You tippish, you fool. He's the king over countries and countries. You think because he's dealing with these rebellious group of people, he doesn't have enough bird food to feed this little bird?" That's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enough to sustain everyone. Kena Dover, now we pick up Mamish Bin Yaneinu, B'Kav HaChomer Elef Alofim, with the Kav HaChomer thousands of times over. Kishin is Bainain Heitev, when we contemplate well, V'Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bore Es Ha'ilam Hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, Shu Olam HaGashmi, this physical world, Olam HaElyoin, as well as the spiritual world, the upper worlds. V'yadu, and it's known, Sheba Olam HaElyoin, then the worlds above, the spiritual worlds, Nichlolim Olamos Harbe, those spiritual worlds, they include many other worlds. Kemat Ad Ein Shir, to no ends. Ach B'derech Klal Nechshavim Gimel by Gimel Olamos. But in general, we refer to them as three separate worlds. Echad Olam HaYitzira, one world is Olam HaYitzira. And that is the world of Olam HaMalachim, the world where the angels are. V'alof Olam HaBriya, and above them is the Olam HaBriya. V'al Kulam, and the world above that is Olam HaAtzilus. Shesham Hu Atzilus Kod Sheyis Barach. And over there is the greatness where Hashem resides, in this Olam HaAtzilus. Now, we're learning some heavy topics here. We're going to read some words, not to pretend to really understand the depths of what's being said, but just to appreciate that there are higher topics out there. Nechmoyshe Omru Chazal, Shal Alze Omar Kosov, Kol Nikr Bishmi, Hu Oilam HaAtzilus. When you say Kol Nikr Bishmi, everything is called by my name, that refers to Oilam HaAtzilus, Lechvaydi Barosiv, Hu Oilam HaBriya, Shesham Hu Kisei Kvoyde Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. Yitzartiv hu oilam hayitzira, shesham hu chayus hakodesh. That's where you have the chayus hakodesh. Shera yecheskel hanavi, yecheskel hanavi yisah, v'chol oilam hamalachim. Af asisiv hu oilam hazeh, v'chol hagalgalim. Okay. V'yadua sho oilam hazeh, v'chol galgalav, hu ka'ayim v'efes neged oilam hayitzira. This world is like nothing in regards to the world of the gal. Yes. Oilam hasi is oilam hazeh, yes. Ki yesh boy kitois malachim harbi ad ein shir. You have groups of malachim that are immeasurable, infinite. V'chol kat imsoi malachim kimat ein mispar. In every group, you find malachim ein mispar. That it's infinite amount of number of malachim. What the Chofetz Chaim here is doing now is he's explaining and elaborating on the greatness of the world that Hashem created. Just like we gave in the mashal, where the king is a melech that has medinas and medinas and medinas, countries and countries and countries. more than 127 of Ahasuerus. Here he's discussing the greatness of how much, just to begin a little understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that we can relate to Hashem. And it says in Daniel, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud, Elef Alfin Isham Shunei, V'Ribay Revavon Kadmoyhei Ikumun. Elef Alafim Isham Shunei Yisoyed. What does that mean, Elef Alafim Isham Shunei Yisoyed? He says like this, thousands upon thousands serve him, and tens of thousands stand in honor before him. V'amru Chazal, Gemara tells in Chagigo, Shekolze Bekat Achas. This is only one of the groups of the tens of thousands. Lakito is a misberg. Now the groups, the numbers of groups is endless. K'may Shemar Kosev in Iyoyf, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Gimel, Hayesh Misbar Lagududov. Is there a number? Is there a limit to the number? V'isa betonde v'eliyahu, perik lamin aleph, she'arba meyos v'tishim v'shisha alofim rivavois malachei ha'shoris magdishin shmoi shalagosh baruch utamin mitzius mitzius hachama v'ad shkiyoso oimin kodosh kodosh u'mishkiyos hachama v'ad yitzios oimin baruch kevoid. He tells us as follows. The Tony Valeo tells us that there are Arba Meos, 496,000 Malachim that are serving Hashem from the beginning of time, from the beginning of the day until the end of the day. And they say Kodosh, 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 and they say Baruch Kevoid Malchusoy V'yadua Hu Shekol Habruim Af HaGevoy Shev Gevoyim Kulam Tzrichim Hashpasoy Shekosh Baruch Hu Chumay Shekosuv Ato Asiso Ba'ata Mechayis Kulam. And all of these creations, all these Malachim, they all require the sustenance, the existence to come from HaKodosh Baruch Hu. Ach Ein Hashpas Mizoynam Kimoy Shalonu. However, there Parnasa, their food, is not the fruits and apples which we have. It's a spiritual sustenance. Shumazam ruchni vidak. Chmash kosev in Tehillim, lechem abirim ochal ish. This is the man ate the bread of the lofty one, referring to the spiritual food. Mar Newman tells us on daf ayin hey, shezeu lechem shemalachei ashoris oichlin loisoi. This is the bread of the malachei ashoris. This is the food Malachi Shari. So we're telling us here, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that there are endless and endless amount of Malachim that are up there serving Hashem, and Hashem is sustaining them. Now it's not the same substance that we have, but Hashem is still sustaining them. V'neyadua sheminiyas ha-kovim na-kodesh baruch hu al-yidei she-nimtzu eiza shaitim she-kofru boi she-mordu boi v'amru ma-betza ki-shom Shomarno Mishmartoi, who rak beze oilam atachno nagashmi, asher einei basar lahem. And if we're discussing that there are people down here in this world who say, what gain is there to serve Hashem? They look at the world, they don't see justice. Or they don't look at the world, but they say, what gain is there to serve Hashem? Who rak bezeh oilam atachta nagashman she'eini basar adam basar lehem. They have the eyes of a mortal man. Ki lemaila ba'ilam ha'elyoin, ki is above. Kol ha'malochem achtirines shemo yizborach makirines kvoidoi. But in Shemayim, the malochei asharis, who recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech malochei amlochim, he's the king of all kings, they crown Hashem and give him honor. Eich shu mechayo yisom manhigam, how they see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them existence every single millisecond. As the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, the celestial legions bow to you. Before we continue, just want to emphasize this point here. The Chavetz Chaim brought out such an important point. Kol hamalach machtir in shemoy yisbarach makir es kvaydoy eich shuhu mechaya yisam umanhigam. The malachim are crowning and giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because they recognize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them existence. There's a medrash which tells us that if the sun comes up in the morning and shines, that is more than what we deserve for all of the mitzvahs that we ever will do and did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for ourselves to serve Hashem. What does the Midrash mean? That when the sun comes up, we already get our reward. We're alive. It's such a beautiful mindset because it tells us how to think. It tells us that I'm not jealous of someone else. When he gets something that I feel I have, I should deserve. Why am I not jealous? Because if I focus on the fact that I don't deserve it. Who said it? Why does he have it? That's not my issue. That's between him and Hashem. But I have to realize that what Hashem gives me is what's for me. It takes away any desire for covet. It takes away any desire for kinah, for jealousy. When the person focuses and says, you know what, Hashem gives me my eyes, I have my eyes. Years ago, I had surgery on my shoulder. I couldn't lift my arm. I went to physical therapy. The doctor, the therapist says to me, you know, pick up your arm. He wants to see how much work he has to do with me. So I moved it like, I don't know, half of a fraction, half of a centimeter. He says to me, I asked you to pick it up. I said, I did. It didn't go anywhere. Now, Baruch Hashem, I can lift my arm today. Not too long up there, but it gets a little painful. I went back to yeshiva after the surgery, weeks later, and I still couldn't get my arm to my head. I couldn't, you know, touch your head, touch your toes. I couldn't do it. So it's a problem when you put on your tefillin. You need two hands to put on the tefillin. It's hard to put down the ritzuas. And you can't talk. You put on the tefillin shalyad, you can't talk. So I remember it's very clear, like yesterday, I put on my tefillin shalyad, carefully, slowly. And then I put on my head my tefillin shalyad, but I couldn't get my left arm to get to my head. So the person's standing next to me, he asked me, he said, can I help you? So I nodded my head to tell him, like, this is part of putting on the tefillin. Wouldn't be a hefsek. Like, I can't talk. So I said, yeah, I can appreciate that. So with his arm, with his hand, and my right hand, I was able to put on my tefillin shalosh. And it's something to come to appreciate, where now, Baruch Hashem, I just put in the morning, get dressed, put on the tefillin shalosh, and move on. But Hashem takes things away from people sometimes and then gives it back to them and says, you know what, I want you to appreciate what you have. Here the Malachim are machtirim es shemoy yisborach umakirin es kevoide. They recognize Hashem's kavod. That's why they give the kavod. But when a person says, I deserve something, it's coming to me, and if I don't get it, then I'm not recognizing the kavod. That's the mistake. We shouldn't have the mindset that's coming to me. Whatever we have is more than we deserve. The Nemar, Reisi Es Hashem, Yoishev Al Kisoy, the Chotzva Shemaim Oymed Alov, Meminoy Vismoyloy. The Pasuk says, Malachim, that I saw Hashem sitting on his throne, and all of the heavens, legions were standing in attendance to him, on the right, on the left. The Srafim, the heavenly angels, the Srafim were standing beside him. And they called out to each other. When we understand this properly, we'll realize that this little world is not even like one mustard seed. You know how big a mustard seed is? It's tiny. Mustard seeds are tiny. It's not even like one mustard seed in regards to all the spiritual worlds. There are spiritual worlds above, endless. Whatever this means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like hovers over 18,000 different universes every single day. And these people who rebel against Hashem and don't give the proper cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is their rebellion worth anything? Of course not. And look at this now. In this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Motz HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Amo Yisrael Shechafivim Lo Yibiyoyser. In the thousands and thousands of worlds Hashem created, these spiritual worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zooms down in, doesn't need any Google Earth to do it, and he focuses down on Am Yisrael, on Klal Yisrael, on his Bnei Yisrael. Shechavivim loy b'yoyis, that I beloved him the most. Ad shenikru loy b'shem banim, that we are called children. K'mo yishamar ha'kosu, banim atem, you are my children. V'arevim alav b'koylom, k'mo yishamar ha'kosu, hashmiyini es koylech. Let me hear your voice. Hashmiyini es koylech. Hashem says, I want to hear your voice. A person comes to shul, and he davens. Hashem says, I'm listening to you. Person opens up the sefer. Hashem says, I'm listening to you learn. Person opens up his mirrors and sings songs to Hashem. No matter how tone deaf he is, Hashem says, it's beautiful to me. Hashem created him tone deaf. And Hashem says, it's beautiful, Zmirus. How can we not be embarrassed? How can we not trust in Hashem? How can we not be embarrassed for the thought that we will not trust properly in Hashem? Chol ha-malachim shenimsoim ribi revoyis v'chol kat v'kat. But you have all these malachim that are there always giving the cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yorad chas v'sholem af malach echad mimalachim ma'ilo mi'eitz bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu eselom es kulom lo yidiyah shechos lo ma'at hashba. All these tens of thousands of millions of malachim that have been around from the time of creation until now. Now one malach was ever lacking any of his spiritual sustenance. We're going to stop here for today, and the emphasis is to point out that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not if, but of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains every single malach, every single bria, there's enough to go around for all of us. Have a good Shabbos.